Hey, this is Trevor here with the Carrot Cast. And like we always talk whenever we're talking about lead generation, this call is a lead generation call. It's a little bit of a different one. I'm going to set the stage for you here in a second, then we're just going to dive right in. But whenever we talk about lead generation, there's a few steps that we always want people to take because this is the proven path. This is the model to follow that works, and it works over and over and over again. The first thing, you've got to dial in your website, right? The website's got to be a high converting website. I was talking with Tyler Ford, who you're probably listening to this man. Tyler ventured up to Oregon shortly after he joined Carrot, came through the concierge program where we dialed in his website and branding. Which that's a program that we launched for higher end investors. Reach out to us if you are doing multiple deals a month and really want to dial in the visual of your website, make it look amazing. Anyway, he went through that and his conversion rate went up as soon as he switched over to Carrot, and he also started to gain extra rankings he didn't have before. So that's us nailing step one, getting a high performing website dialed in with the right strategy. Step two is kind of what we're going to talk about today, which is you got to pick a traffic plan and get traffic and leads coming in soon. And one of the best ways to do that is with pay-per-click marketing, whether it's through Google or Bing or even Facebook if you do it right. But one of the things that most people don't do is they don't look at and they don't focus on this one metric that Adrian and I on our team spent some time. We did a Facebook Live, and what you're going to listen to is actually the recording of a Facebook Live that we did yesterday, as of the time I'm recording this, where we walk through and the number one most important metric that I feel people should be looking at when it comes to paid traffic. And if you follow this metric and then you follow our training on how to dial in your pay-per-click marketing through Google and Bing, you are going to succeed. Okay. It's just going to happen. Okay. So what is the number one most important metric, according to me, when it comes to your paid traffic? This is a piggyback call, piggybacking off of a call I recently did on basically how to calculate your, how to use simple math to really help your paid marketing become a lot more successful. This is part two of that. And this is going to help you do this one calculation that could change the game with your pay-per-click. All right. One last thing before we dive in. The quality of this isn't quite what you're probably used to on Carrot Cast because the way that we had to record it. But I really believe you're going to be able to get the message just fine. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, I would highly encourage you to go over to the website and watch the video version of this because I have a whiteboard behind me. Just go to carrotcast.com and then find this episode that talks about your cost per lead acquisition target, or go to YouTube. Go to youtube.com, look for Investor Carrot, and you're going to be able to find that one inside of our Carrot Casts playlist. All right. Have an amazing rest of the week and really dive in, nail this number that we're going to give you. It's going to take you 5 minutes to do your own calculation, and we'd love your feedback. Hey, everyone. This is Trevor. This is going to be interesting. So last second, I came up with a harebrained idea. Adrian Nez and myself are doing a Carrot Cast recording on a really, really important topic on the advertising side of things. We were yakking about it. I'm like, dude, let's launch a Facebook Live at the same time and record it. So this could completely bomb or it could be amazing. We'll see. You guys can let me know if it sucks as we're going through. But I see a bunch of people joining here. But basically what we want to do is we want to talk about a really, really important topic that came up. I was talking with Brad Chandler, one of the top home buyers in the country, about a week ago. We were going through and actually I was getting interviewed on his podcast, which I'm really, really excited for his podcast to come out. He's an amazing man. But he mentioned, he's like, man, when you brought up this one calculation around how to make my paid traffic, my paid marketing more effective, he's like, I'd never heard of that before. And this is a guy who runs tons and tons and tons of traffic through paid channels. And Adrian, who's on here, who's on the Carrot team and an amazing longtime customer of ours, but also team member now as of the last couple of years, he runs paid traffic. And so we were talking about it last week. I'm like, all right, we're going to hop on and do a podcast on the number one metric that I suggest people should follow with your paid marketing that 9 out of 10 people do not do. And if you guys did this, you'd be able to be a lot better with your paid marketing. You'd be able to penetrate markets you couldn't think you could penetrate and get a lot better results. So anyway, Adrian, welcome on the Carrot Cast. I think it's like number 4 or 5 or something like that of you hopping on the Carrot Cast, but number one of us recording a Carrot Cast live on Facebook. So kind of fun.
That is No, that is super cool. That's what I love about you, man. You're always innovating. So, but yeah, I'm back. Am I back by popular demand? I heard there was a riot up in Roseburg.
Back, Andy, definitely back by popular demand. Every time we do a Carrot Cast with you on it, every single time, we always get good feedback. I'm like, oh, I loved Adrian on there. And I think a part of it is you ask really good questions. You're asking the questions that the people listening to this have in their mind that I don't think about. And you always have so much great insight to give because, you do multiple deals a month, 100% online, I believe. You have a great team running stuff. I know you focus a lot of energy and time with Carrot, but somehow you still run a company that does really well also. And, dude, I just love having you on here.
No, for I sure. think a lot. I think a big part of that possibility of making that happen is a lot. Really what we're going to be talking about or what we've been talking about is really understanding your metrics. You know, when you begin to really understand how your business functions and where you need to allocate your resources and where to put fuel on the fire, that really, really combines an efficient, effective lead generation machine. And of course, the biggest component, Investor Carrot, I have to throw that in there. So, but yeah, I mean, because everything that comes to conversion, traffic and conversion. And I think a lot of times we kind of forget that. You know, we kind of look at things, hey, let's get people to our website. And, you know, but we, you know, we've got to do a better job of pulling them in. But a lot of it's just what you talked about. It's just, you know, how do we know how much to spend? How much are we spending? And do we even have a goal set up? So, yeah. But I know you do a great job in communicating that aspect of it. So I'm glad that you're doing this call.
Sweet. Dude, it's so funny. Like I'm sitting there. I didn't know if people could hear you. And somehow we worked it out. We got it right on the first time technology-wise. We're recording it correctly on the podcast setup on Skype. And we've got the Facebook Live where they can hear both of us. So we don't want to spend too much time on this because we've done other Carrot Casts on this topic. If you look back, I don't remember exactly which episode it is in the Carrot Cast, but it's about a month ago, probably around episode 50 or so. I talk about how to remove emotion from your marketing and why that makes your marketing so much more effective when you look at your marketing budget. So this call is kind of a piggyback call to that one. So I highly suggest you hopping over to carrotcast.com or going to iTunes and looking up that episode, how to remove emotion from your marketing, or I think it might be something like, I don't know, go find it. It's a good one. But that's where I talk about that one main mistake that I think a lot of people make when they're ramping up their paid marketing, whether it's paid pay-per-click, whether it's direct mail, is you don't really do the math. I think what it's called is a simple math equation that can ramp up your paid results or something like that. So I walked through the simple math equation. I'm going to show it here in the whiteboard here in a second. And the cool thing is there's a lot of people on this call that are not real estate investors. They could be friends of mine or brother-in-law or other people. I see Caitlin on here, Levi's wife. Levi's on our team. So the cool thing is that this calculation I'm going to be showing, if you're watching this on Facebook Live versus just listening to this on the podcast, is you can use it in any business. Like I don't care if you're selling toilets. I don't care if you sell pictures. I don't care if you're a painter. Like it doesn't matter. You use this calculation in any business to make sure that your paid marketing is going to ramp your business up. Levi Thomas joined. I'm not sure if he's still on here, but he's big in the Avocare side of things. So if you want to ramp up Avocare, this is one way to do it. So to give people some context, Adrian, most of your traffic comes from SEO, but you started doing pay-per-click, through Google and stuff. How long ago?
I've been doing it really strongly, about a year and a half right now. So,
okay.
I really begin to love it. I mean, it's definitely something you got to be hands-on with, and that's why I think it's so important. But I think that's why a lot of people tend to fail at pay-per-click. Not necessarily I hear so many myths about pay-per-click, but I think, you know, you got to go in knowing your metrics. You got to understanding some of the elements of it. But, you know, it's well worth time, and the more that we've been able to target and hone in, I mean, we're pretty much, believe it or not, our cost probably is usually around $25 to $30 acquisition in cost per lead. So
sweet.
And a lot of that has to do with the conversion part too. So, I mean, that's why I'm a big fan of Carrot.
Sweet. So let's do this. I want everyone to kind of take out their pen and pad, and I'm going to have to take this off because I can't stretch back there far enough. This is a complete ghetto setup. Literally, Adrian and I were going to hop on this. I'm like, dude, let's do a Facebook Live also. And then of course, I had a fancy idea of getting a whiteboard in here. So the whiteboard's just sitting on my ground. So y'all, anyone who has a tough time with implementing fast, just implement fast and get stuff implemented. Just test stuff. So like I said, this could bomb or it could be awesome. But the first thing here that we're trying, the main thing that we're trying to do here is I've got a philosophy that if you can come up with your target cost per lead, okay, if you can come up with your target cost per lead and know that anything under that cost per lead is going to produce profits for you, you're going to win the game. Okay. And the problem is, I'll talk with a lot of investors or agents or people in other businesses where they have their minds so locked into a cost per lead that their friend has over in some other market, or that they have with direct mail. Let's say the cost, your cost per lead in direct mail is $42 per qualified lead. And then you start doing pay-per-click and you're getting leads for $250. You're like, oh my gosh, that's so expensive. I'm going to stop doing that because I'm getting leads for whatever that is, way, way, way less, a fraction of the cost. Therefore, I'm going to stop doing that. Now, what I want to tell you is if you stop doing that without knowing the math, you could be completely giving your competitors the advantage. Your competitors who know this math equation and do it right are the ones who are going to win. So, once again, my hypothesis, if you know your cost per lead, you win the game. All right. So here we go. So what's your cost per lead? So CPL, can you guys still hear me? Hopefully it's coming through good. I know I'm getting farther away from the mic. CPL is cost per lead, but where we're going to start is your average profit per deal, right? So let's use your numbers in your market, Adrian, or one of your markets as an example. And then we can use some numbers from people who are watching this live. What's your average profit per deal in one of your markets?
Okay. Combined, we're going to say about 12,000.
Okay, so 12,000 average profit per deal. So we'll start there. All right, so we've got. Sweet. So we've got average profit per deal of 12,000. Next, how many leads, how many good quality leads does it take you to close one of those deals?
You'd say about 25.
25. Okay, sweet. And there's all kinds of different averages, right? If you're doing direct mail, guys and gals, if you're doing direct mail or TV or whatever, bandit signs, your average is probably going to be different, right? So some direct mail people, it's between 20 and 40 leads through direct mail turns into a deal. Some people who do a lot of TV advertising, it's up around the 30 to 40 leads because you just get a lot higher volume, less focused. People who just mainly focus on SEO, we've seen as low as 1 in 8, you know, 1 in 7 leads into a deal because it's really high quality and targeted. So we're going to go with 1 in 25 with this, which I like going with that number because it's not a crazy, crazy low number. Therefore, we're going to still show you how the math works. So 1 in 25 leads into a deal. Okay, so I'm not sure if you guys can see this good on the podcast. If you're listening to this on iTunes, I'm doing this on video. Go to carrotcast.com and you can find the video version of this. It might make more sense to you because I've got a whiteboard behind me and Adrian and I are working through some math here. So 1 in 25 leads turns into a deal that nets you 12K. Okay, so and this is kind of where we have to start making up some numbers if you don't know what the numbers are. But in order to get a person to land on your website, do you know about how much that's costing you right now?
So like all click? My leads, yeah, I would say that on the pay-per-click side, we're probably spending about $800 a month average, and mm-hmm. we're probably getting about 40 to 60 leads coming through that.
Okay.
So with this particular market, I'm thinking about, I'm kind of going with average numbers, but we're probably paying about $25. I mean, you're literally about $25 to $40 per lead.
Per lead.
On a given base average, right?
Okay. Monthly. Okay, cool. So I'm just going to go with the $800. Let's just go with, would you say like 40 leads? Is that what you said? Something like that?
Yeah. Right.
So that's about.
And that's just on the pay per click side of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sweet. So that's about, yes, that's about $20 a lead. Okay, so your cost per lead is about $20. Cool. So what we're going to do is we're going to give Adrian a minimum and maximum. We're going to say as long as you can get leads under this number, keep on scaling up your paid traffic as long as you can get leads under this number. And the number is going to be way higher than most people think. Okay, and like I said, this is what we're trying to help people shift, is we're trying to help people shift your mind from trying to get the lowest cost per lead to trying to get a cost per lead under your target And your target is always going to make you profit. And that enables you to scale up in a big way rather than locking your mind in on emotion, right? So what we're going to do here now is if you're acquiring right now, you know, a stuff at $20 a lead and it takes you 25 leads to close into a deal, let's just do 20 times 25. And this is where the math gets a little bit funny if you're not looking at it. That's about $500 per deal, right? So according to that number, cost per deal that Adrian's getting is about $500 per deal that nets him 12 grand. I don't know why I'm holding this thing. I think it just sounds, it feels good. It's fun. Okay. So cost per deal equals $500. And you can do the same equation if you're a real estate agent. Yours would just be, yours would be instead of average profit per deal, it'd be average commission per transaction. Just the same thing like that. So you still work your numbers. So I think everyone watching this darn Facebook Live, that's right, Keith. I think everyone watching this Facebook Live or watching this podcast, you're looking at it going, man, I would all day long trade $500 for 12,000. Like if there's anyone on this that would say that they would not do that, you're probably crazy. So here's the deal. So if Adrian wants to scale up his business, how does he do it? Well, he pays more per lead. And we've already shown that there's a lot of room in there, right? So this one part of the calculation now is what we need to do. The last podcast we talked about coming up with your minimum and maximum budget before you close a deal. In this case, if we know that he's netting 12 grand per deal, for me to get that first deal done, I would probably spend up to half, maybe a little bit more of what that profit would be to get the first deal done so I can hone my campaign, so I can kind of get over that hump and get the first deal done. So I'd probably spend like $6,000 to $7,000 in paid traffic if I had to get that first deal done. A lot of people are probably looking at this going, you're an idiot. why would you spend $6,000 to $7,000 to get a $12,000 profit? Because I don't want to quit before my campaign gets honed. And most people would quit at $1,000 not a deal. Most people would quit at $2,000 not a deal. Most people would quit at $3,000. But if their average profit per deal is 12, like why would you quit at $3,000 before you close the deal? I would love a 400% ROI all day long.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you can kind of come up with your range, and in this case, working these numbers, you know, Adrian for sure shouldn't stop before $500 in his paid advertising, because the math just showed us that. Because the math showed us that on average, every $500, he should be closing a deal according to these numbers, if they all hold strong. Yeah. So if he knows he's profiting $12,000, I would make a minimum. Definitely don't stop your paid marketing before $500 in this scenario, but I'd probably take it up to $3,000 or $4,000 before you determine, hey, should I actually look at this and see if I'm doing it right? So that equation's cool, but where it left off in the last podcast was people were going, well, should I blow that all in 1 month? what if my average click cost was $100 per click? Should I still spend up to $5,000 and then look at it? Well, the answer is no, because the most important number that you should have in your paid traffic is what is your cost per lead target? So we're going to find out Adrian's cost per lead target now. Okay. So if we know that he can do this, a cost per deal at $500, what is his target to ramp up to? Okay. So in this case, let's say that you would all day long, Adrian, I guess, what's your number? So your average profit deal is $12,000. What would you all day long trade $12,000 in exchange for?
Shoot. I mean, that's really unlimited. I mean, like, let me give you my numbers from the last 30 days. I just pulled it up. So in the last 30 days, we spent, and I'm actually, I sat with Brendan and we increased it last time we were together. I spent $910 in the last 30 days. My cost of conversion was $32, $33. So out of 158 clicks, we got 28 conversions. Which is about, you know, 11% conversion, 11% conversion rate.
So would you be, and this is the question I always ask people, especially when you're starting your paid traffic, yep. would you be willing to trade $3,000 for 12?
Yep.
Okay. Do you have acquisition costs in there? Like, are you paying an acquisition manager? Are you paying any of those types of fees?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what are those? Like if you close a deal for 12K, what other fees and expenses do you have in there that you've got to pay?
I'd say 20% is always going to be our average overhead.
Okay, cool. And does that include the paid traffic or is that not including that?
That's not including, no.
Okay, cool. So we're talking 20%. So basically $2,400 of the 12, we're just going to take off the table right away because that goes out to your team. Okay, so that right there is 12,000 minus 2,400. Right there is 9,600, right? So now we're looking at that's the actual profit that you have minus any click costs. So what would you trade in exchange for 9,600 all day long if you could make this work? Would it be 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, 3,000?
Shit, I mean, I would pay up to 3,000.
Yeah, okay. So let's assume that. So let's go back to the board now and let's say that he would go up to 3,000, assuming all numbers hold still to close the deal, right? So we'll do max investment. It's 3,000 bucks. Okay. And then if we know that it takes you 25 leads to close into a deal, let's do this now. 3,000 bucks minus 20, or I'm sorry, divided by 25 is 120. Is 120. Okay. So assuming that math, we took, okay, here's the max that Adrian would invest in order to get that deal with that profit. Then I divided it by the number of leads it takes him to close the deal, which was 25. That equals 120 bucks. So while he's spending about 20 to 30 to 40 bucks per lead right now, he could spend up to 120 bucks per lead and win the game. I mean, that's where you scale up your pay-per-click marketing. That's where you go after maybe slightly, you test some broader search phrases to see, or some keyword phrases to see if they're going to bring your ideal client. That's where you test, you know, just scaling up your bids. And I think that's where a lot of people get scared is they get locked into their 75 bucks per lead, or they get locked into their 25 bucks per lead. And they think that they're all hunky dory. When there's a guy I was talking to the other day, his average profit per deal is up over 20 grand. His close ratio is 1 in 10. And those are really, he closes a lot of deals and he's sitting there spending 70 bucks a lead. And he thought, man, I'm like sitting high in the hog. I'm like, you are, but working the numbers, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was something like he could spend like 220 bucks per lead is around there. And when I'm like, dude, ramp up your paid traffic, ramp it up until you get at or near that. As long as all the numbers are holding steady, the scale is going to help you win. So if you're, like I said, you're a plumber, if you're a real estate investor, you're a real estate agent, it doesn't matter. Come up with that target cost per lead based on the calculations we ran here. I know it's kind of fuzzy. I probably didn't talk it the best way possible. If you're listening to the audio version on iTunes after we record this, you're probably going to be thoroughly confused. So head over to carrotcast.com and look at the video version of it. And we will, below that video version on the blog, we'll break it down in a simpler calculation. And we actually have a tool. If you go to oncarrot.com/ROI, we have an ROI tool where it'll figure out most of the calculation for you. What we're building into it here shortly is it's going to then figure out your target cost per lead. Which it doesn't do that right now. But that's what you guys need to come up with, those two things in your paid traffic. Figure out your average profit per deal. Figure out how many leads it takes to close that client. Okay. Figure out what it basically costs you to get a lead, which is your click costs plus your conversion, your times your conversion rate, basically. So once you figure out your average profit per deal, you figure out how many leads it takes you to get a deal, your cost to get each one of those leads, and then you work that calculation, it's going to tell you what your minimum that you should spend before you ever think about quitting is. And then you determine your comfort level on your max to get that first one done. And then take it one step further and take that max of, for Adrian, it's 3 grand, and divide it by your average leads per deal. And that's going to give you your target cost per lead max. And as long as you're spending under that, you're good.
And that's the thing too, like in the marks I'm in, some of it's going to be market too. I mean, there's, mm-hmm. I mean, like I'm paying super, super cheap, $4 to $5 for some of the premium keywords. And we're very, very, very targeted. So that really has helped keep the cost down. And it's really, really is what made PBC really, really great for us.
Mm-hmm. And what, and dude, like, Corey, what's up, man? Dude, we need to chat, dude. Yeah, exactly. 3K is probably that number, like he's mentioning for, that max seed wheeling. The cool thing is looking at your cost per leads and click cost, dude, you're probably not going to get up to that number. You're probably not going to get up to that number.
Because we, the last time we got together, we tried to double that and we're tapping out at a certain number, you know, so. And plus the other thing too is we're very, very targeted. And that's the thing is that your cost per lead is going to be higher with your best qualified leads, you know, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. So lock that in your brains, guys and gals. And it doesn't matter, Keith, in your business, dude, if you're doing any marketing for your company, man, know what you profit per client, the average, know how many leads it takes to get one of those clients, know how much it costs you to get one of those leads. Know how much you guys would be willing to spend up to get one of those clients, and then divide that number by your average leads per deal, and that's going to give you your lead acquisition target, basically. Here at Carrot, just kind of give you guys an insight. You know, as we're growing Carrot, we're learning a lot of stuff. It's really fun, but a lot of the lessons we're learning, of course, relay directly to any business, including real estate investors and agents. And our lifetime value of a client, we call it it's a weighted average, right? We don't include all the revenue in it, but if we're going to do $4 million in a year in revenue, you know, we have a few thousand clients. Our average lifetime value of a client is just over $1,000, but that doesn't include some services and things like that. So it's more like around $1,200 to $1,300 in climbing as we keep growing this company. And so we start to look at that, and that's kind of our equivalent of an average profit per deal. It's that number. But the thing is, we get it over months or years. So it takes us some time to get it. You guys as investors or agents get it when the transaction happens. And then we look at it going, okay, we know what other costs go into fulfilling for that. We have support. We've got to fulfill. We have other variable costs with our company. We subtract those out of it. And then we go, okay, what would we be willing to pay up to in order to acquire that client? And we're sitting around the 200 some odd dollar range that we'd be willing to pay up to acquire that client, knowing that we invest a lot in customer success with our clients afterwards. So we have a lot of costs there. And we're acquiring clients right now between 100 and 125 bucks. And we're going to start ramping things up. Like, we need to be spending more money and expanding things out. And for a period of time, while we hone things in, I'm going to be completely fine with our cost per acquisition getting up over $200 to $300 per client. While we hone some stuff in, then we're going to roll it back down. We want to settle in around $100 per client. So, it's the same calculation that works for us. And, you guys can use it too. For those of you that are on the Facebook Live section, any questions, and like, we'd be happy to work your calculations for you. Cause like I said, I did not have any script going into this. We just like rattled this off the top of our heads, and hopefully you guys could follow along on iTunes and on the recording. Go to oncarrot.com/ROI. And we're going to be giving you that calculator, which we're going to build in that second calculation to it, which is your cost, your target cost per lead. But all you've got to do to come up with your target cost per lead is that maximum that calculator gives you. Take that and divide it by your average leads per deal. And that's going to give you your max target cost per lead. And go from there. Any questions? Tyler, dude, let's connect right after this, man. I'm going to wrap this up and I'm going to head over to the kids, but I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call shortly, but dude, it's really cool seeing what you've been doing with Carrot ever since you switched over to Carrot. How many deals have you closed in the past couple months or so since you've moved over to Carrot? If you don't mind sharing, if you're still on here, if you're not still on here, no sweat. I'll give you a call here in a bit to chat about what we're talking about. Corey,
I'm going to post my, my numbers from the last 30 days on the link.
Okay, sweet. Thanks, Chantel. Yep, give me a call, Chantel. Ace, welcome on, man. And once again, if you guys are listening to this on the podcast, we're doing this a little bit different on this episode of the Carrot Cast, and I'll probably hit stop in the recording here shortly. But let me do this. I'm actually going to finish the Carrot Cast right now, then we'll keep the Facebook Live open for a few more minutes. But if you're listening to the Carrot Cast, and if you just joined the Facebook Live, I'm actually recording a Carrot Cast live with Adrian. This will go live probably in about 2 weeks. But really appreciate the heck out of you joining the Carrot Cast. And we have lots of other episodes. Head over to carrotcast.com. And we have another episode that piggybacks on this one, actually, that is basically how to remove emotion from your marketing. It gives you the first half of the equation that we talked about today. This one gives you the last half of the equation. That last equation that gives you your target cost per lead and why that's so important and why that's what the big marketers do to really scale things up. And why if you don't know your target cost per lead or target acquisition number, then you're going to be behind the eight ball. But please head over to iTunes. Head over to iTunes, guys and gals, on and find CarrotCast. Give us a rating and review. If you love the CarrotCast, if you love what we're talking about, if the topics we're talking about are awesome, if you hate the podcast, give us a review, give us feedback. That's like oxygen for me, making sure that we're delivering the value that you want. So we'll talk to you guys on the next episode of the CarrotCast. Until then, head over to Facebook, and you'll be able to latch onto our next Facebook Live. I'm going to record more of our CarrotCast on Facebook Live. Just go to facebook.com/investorcarrot or facebook.com/TrevorMock. Adrian, anything to sign off on the podcast before we go?
No, let's do it again.
All right, sweet. Okay, podcast over. Sweet, we got that. Corey, yes, great stuff, guys. Must know your numbers, 100%, dude. Yeah, we need to catch up, man. Keith, dude, it does work whether it's biscuits or books. I'll tell you what, biscuits or books or booms. I was going to say, you don't sell biscuits or books, do you? You sell boomless. Steve, save for later. Sweet. Yeah, dude. I saw you message me back. I'm going to ping you and we'll get a call set up for next week. Sweet. Tyler's closed a couple deals in the last month or so with Carrot. I love it, man. I want to see that ramp up. Josh, far from a genius, that's for sure. But dude, you're the genius. It was awesome hopping on that call with you last week and having you help us dial in some Facebook stuff. Definitely not a genius, but I will take it today. I will take it. Adrian popped through his link to some of his numbers. Was this from the past month, Adrian?
Is that what you said? The last 30 days.
Okay, cool. So if any of you guys are curious about some real numbers, and this isn't a big market. I mean, this isn't like Phoenix, right?
Right. Yeah. It's still a big market. Like I said, one of the things that I've learned is that, I mean, we're definitely milking this particular market, because if you look at my cost per click, I mean, it's super, super, super low. Mm-hmm. And that kind of really helps. It's not the norm. So, I mean, that's one disclosure I want to make, is that this is not the norm, because there's other pay-per-click ads that I'm doing in some markets and not getting the similar results. And I think Dan Barrett did it really, really good. He posted an article on Facebook recently about really looking at the equation of your market too as well, to kind of add into all that equation.
I love it. So Adrian's numbers here, like I said, this isn't like a Phoenix market, but it's a metro area. A little under $1,000 in clicks, and this is Google AdWords. And dude, I was reading something on BiggerPockets today, actually, and I go in those forums quite a bit. If you're not a real estate investor and you just happen to be one of my friends or someone who's an entrepreneur, I'll tell you what, if you can find the most active and respective forums or discussion forums in your industry, engage in those big time, because we pull so many clients out of BiggerPockets because we're engaging there all the time and providing a lot of value, like a lot of clients. But a person in there said, I'm still skeptical that you can actually get deals where a seller would actually go to a website, fill something out, and sell their house. And I'm like, dude, how much data do we need to give someone before the problem is them and they just need to get over their disbelief? And I'm fine if he doesn't believe it, because you guys are crushing it. We have thousands of clients doing really well with Carrot, and we're going to keep growing. But this right here is real numbers. So $910 in Google AdWords. He got his leads for about exactly $32.53. Average cost per click, $5.77. The website was converting a little over 11%. In this particular case, we have a client we're running traffic for in Baltimore market. His website's converting over 20%. So it really kind of depends on the market, how the website was set up, the credibility on it. 158 clicks. And I'm sure some of these deals haven't came to fruition yet, but have any of these closed into a deal yet? Or are they still kind of working their way through? 28 conversions.
Yeah. So we, for the last 30 days, we got probably about four of them that are still in the pipeline. That will come. And again, this is just from pay-per-click, we're not even talking SEO. So just for pay-per-click. So right now we have four that's still in the works that potentially can work out.
Yep. Sweet. I love it. And those of you who are jumping on early or right now, you can't see Adrian. We're going to figure it out next time. We'll actually do the split screen little video thing. but you can hear Adrian. So that's not a voice from God coming in out of nowhere. It's actually Adrian Nez on our team. We're talking through some pay-per-click number stuff. You've got to listen to the rest of this if you're doing pay-per-click. So according to those numbers, you got 28 or whatever leads. You've closed one in 25 and a $12,000 deal. As a follow-up goes through its process, that $900 should turn into $12,000 for you. You know, if those averages hold out. Corey, a good friend of mine, an amazing investor, Oklahoma dude. Corey, are you just in Oklahoma? Or are you in other markets too? But he put his numbers through here too. I'm opening up the first number. So July 27, 2017. A little over $3,200 in their Google AdWords, cost per conversion, about $76 per conversion. That's the cool thing. That's why I don't want people to compare their conversion rate again, or cost per conversion, cost per lead to someone else's, because it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're able to close more leads into a deal than the next guy, because you're a better negotiator, better follow up, sweet, you can spend more money than them and still beat them. And still make lots of profit. If you are able to have a higher profit per deal or profit per client, sweet, you spend more money. It doesn't matter. Like, if it doesn't matter if you're spending $500 per lead, if the numbers work out the way that you want them to work out, and you see your buddy over here getting $25 per lead, like, it doesn't matter. I would spend $500 per lead all day long if the numbers worked out, and if I was still making my $20,000 profit. Like, I don't care. I'll spend $500 per lead. While everyone else is kind of locked into emotional marketing where they're stopping at $42 per lead, or they're going, oh my gosh, this pay-per-click guy sucks because it's $150 per lead and my buddy in this other market's getting him for 25. If you know your numbers, scale things up. Okay. And if your max number's 300 and you're only spending 150, I'm like, sweet, how do I get more of these? Because my numbers work out. Craig, Steve, what's up, dude? Corey, some more. I love looking at data. Adrian, I know you're in the East Coast, dude. So if you got to go, let me know.
No, we're good. We're good.
Dude, I was looking at our Google Analytics today for investor care clients. I was kind of digging into some stuff, and we've got so much data, guys and gals. If you're ever curious to see any particular data, let me know. Now, one of the data sets I was looking at literally today with a high end client in Miami was what time of the day a motivated house seller is more likely to opt in on their website. Like, we have all of that data in aggregate where we can tell the Miami market, here's when people are most likely to opt into a website, or what day they are, you know, what time they are, all that kind of stuff. But we were drilling in some really cool data today, and we're going to kind of challenge ourselves to come out with some more data to set benchmarks. You know, what benchmarks are there for a motivated house seller conversion rate in Texas, as an example, versus California? Because conversion rates in different states are different based on market demographics and other stuff, but really cool data. Corey, looking at this stuff, I'm not sure. Is this the second one where it says campaign performance? Is that AdWords? So local, Oklahoma, broad. Yeah, it's Oklahoma stuff. Yeah, so that's looks like a more drilled down version of your data. Sweet, I love looking at that stuff. The last one, Corey's a data fiend. I love it. Dude, let's connect next week, Corey. Cool. Retargeting. You got some retargeting in there. Google Bing.
I wonder if that's Google retargeting, or if he's doing Facebook retargeting.
Yeah. Corey, are you doing Facebook retargeting? Or is that all like the Google network? Just let me know when you get a chance. Sweet. Any questions you guys have?
And this is a cool thing too. If you're a carrot member, you guys should be jumping on the coaching calls, because mm-hmm. I always open up the back door of everything that I'm doing with, and usually I'll use, you know, my information to kind of open it up and, you know, to kind of show where the whole process, I mean, obviously we're just talking about one element, but you know, just that whole process from your campaigns into the website, just the things that will help convert. And, you know, that's why I love the numbering.
Dude, and so much, I'm going to kind of finish with this, because this is going on a 36-minute Facebook Live, but there's still a good amount of people on here. So the thing I want to end with personally on this is, man, like, so whether you're a friend of mine watching this, or a relative or a client of ours, or someone in the real estate market, I know Corey's a big student of mindset. I know, you know, Tyler is. I know, you know, Adrian, you are. A lot of people are. And you know, more often than not, when I sit down with someone who they could be a high-end investor, someone doing 10 deals a month, and oftentimes the thing that is between them and scaling it up, it's not necessarily a knowledge set that they need to gain. It's usually a mindset shift that they need to have. And like I said, when I was talking with Brad Chandler last week, he mentioned that. He's like, man, when you told me that calculation 2 years ago, he's like, I'd never heard it before. And it completely changed the way I was looking at my paid marketing. And I'm not going to say that he's ramped up because of that, but it's one of those mindset shifts that can help you. Another thing, Kevin, a good friend of mine, we were up at their house this last week, and I saw him on here a little bit ago. It's a mindset stuff. Like if you're in a job that you just don't love, if you're in a position in a company that you want to advance past and you're not seeing the end in sight, if you got settled into a career that's paying you well, but you feel like it's got you locked down and you can't make a move because you've got bills and a mortgage and family and all these responsibilities, it's all mindset stuff. If you can shift the mindset from, in that case, rather than, oh my gosh, what happens if I risk putting out $3,000 to get this deal versus being comfortable with $500 before I quit? Or what happens if I take a chance on myself and I actually look at risk the other way of, is it more risky to stay in something that you know is not making you happy? Or is it more risky to take a chance on yourself to do something that could make you happier? And for me, dude, it's way bigger risk. Me guaranteeing that I'm going to be in a position where I'm going to be less happy and less profitable versus taking a chance where it's going to be higher risk, but it gives me a chance of being more happy and more profitable. So those of you that are being stingy in your pay-per-click campaigns, take that risk. Because if you have the right person running your campaigns, your website converts well, you've got it dialed in, you know how to convert a lead into a deal. You need to use this math equation, jump over that mindset hurdle. And the biggest risk you're taking is not spending more money. Like, it's not in spending more money, it's in not spending more money in your budget. And those of you who haven't taken the leap and becoming an entrepreneur or doing what you want to do in life or whatever it is, the biggest risk you can take is not in taking that action. It's not in taking that risk. It's in not doing it, because now you're guaranteeing that you're not going to be in the position in life that's going to make you happy. So anyway, anything to finish with? And that was a complete side story from what we're actually talking about here.
No, that's so good. And I'll say this one thing, like, I'm still going through that process myself. And, you know, I think one of the biggest things that helped me shift is look at marketing, not as a cost, but looking at it as an investment, you know, kind of looking at it from that point of view. Mm-hmm. And, but no, I love how you break it down. I love how you break down stuff, and I'm still learning even to this day how to start tracking the numbers and doing a lot better, and you know, so. But you know, totally love the paid advertising.
Sweet. One thing I'm thinking about doing a Facebook Live on before we close this out, guys and gals, is we're going through a lot of good process change. I mean, there's some pain points, as Adrian can attest to with Carrot, as we're going through this process change the last 6 months. Hiring more people, building leadership within the company so we can take it to the next level. And as being transparent, I've got some big goals. We all do. You know, we're going to do around $4 million in revenue this year with Carrot, which a lot of people think, why are you telling your customers what kind of revenue you're doing? Because I don't care about the revenue. It's how many customers are we reaching to help them reach their goals so they can amplify what they're doing in this world. And revenue is just one way to track. Are you making progress on it? But you know, we want to get over $10 million in revenue. We want to get over 5,000 active members. And that's taken some massive mindset shifts on my end. It's taken the biggest mindset shift, as Adrian knows, is rather than what can I do personally to help get us there, to who do I need to recruit and bring up as a leader so we can go there together. And we've been doing a lot of that. Would you guys be interested in me pulling, you know, behind the curtain and showing you exactly the systems and processes we're putting in place to go from a 7 or 8 person team to 15, to go from 1 million to 4 or 5 million to 10 million, to go from all of the responsibility or most responsibility on the core, you and the core leadership, to putting responsibility out to the team and really bringing in A players. If you guys would be interested in that, I'll 6 months. I'll show you how we coach up leadership. I'll show you the way that we do our planning every quarter. Talking about proactive KPIs that we've been putting in place, all kinds of stuff. So let me know if you're interested in that, and we'll do that in a future Facebook Live. Sweet. Adrian, it's probably dinner time on your end. I'll let you get going.
It's beer time.
Beer time. That's right. Dude, totally and congrats to you on starting your workout, man. I'm like, I saw your posts about that the other day. Really proud of you that you started diving back in and getting physically fit, taking the first steps to it. I still need to get off my duff and do that. So it was inspiring to me. So I appreciate it. And yeah, dude, just let me know how I can encourage you and help you along.
No, just the whole culture that you built around is really what I model. And even what you said about opening up the whole carrot behind the scenes is, I mean, I've really been observing and really applied that into everything that I've been doing and modeling that. Mm-hmm. So I think everything starts with culture, like it starts with the mindset. And I've been really, really been privileged just kind of be able to kind of get a part of that. And so thank you too as well.
Sweet. Carrot Camp is happening October 9th and 10th. Y'all, I'm going to be sending an email about it next week. 10 people max. It's not going to be cheap. It's going to be $3,000, but it's going to be so worth it. I'll give you the details. Just kind of dropping a little nugget there. So October 9th and 10th, it's coming up fast. If you want a spot on Carrot Camp, email me personally at trevor@carrot.com. And like I said, the 10 spots are going to fill up really fast. And Adrian, you and I never really talked about this, but if you wanted to, I'd love to have you out here for Carrot Camp, but it's coming up fast.
I'm there. I got my Greyhound ticket and ready. And
all right, man. October 9th and 10th. All right, sweet. All right, guys. Have an amazing rest of the day. I got to go pick up my kids and go hang out with them. See ya.
Are you loving the Carrot Cast? If you're loving the Carrot Cast, I'd love your feedback. Head over to iTunes or to Stitcher or wherever you're listening to this podcast at right now. Or if you're on our website or on YouTube channel, there's a comment box right below. What I want is I want you to head over to iTunes and give us your feedback through a rating and review. We get so many people emailing us saying, man, I just gave a rating. I don't know why I didn't give it to you earlier. Those help us spread our message wider and farther. They help us impact more people. And if you think that the Carrot Cast has been impactful in your life and your business, help you earn more money, help you have more clarity on your future, help you have more purpose in your vision, in your business, also help you just motivate you, please take the 14 and a half seconds it's going to take to go to iTunes, find the Carrot Cast, and give us a rating and review. Even if it's a 1 out of 5, give us that and let me know how we can do better. Okay. We really want to be a part of your journey, and please share this with 2 people today that you care about, that you think this message can help them out. Last, if you're wanting to dive in and do your own calculation based on what we talked about here, just head over to oncarrot.com/ROI. That's oncarrot.com/ROI. We have our ROI calculator over there, which is going to help you do these calculations we've talked about in these 2 episodes, talking about the simple math behind paid marketing success. Oncarrot.com/ROI. And share it up while you're there. Tons of people need to see this. And if you are the person between your friend or colleague and them having success in paid traffic or not, and you didn't share this thing up with them, man, don't be that person. So share it up on Facebook with people that you care about that can really love this message. oncarrot.com/ROI.